Hey guys, real quick announcement. Just so you know, you can now call us toll-free to schedule an interview. If you'd like to sponsor us or if you just have any general questions, call 866-RWHSTRY.
You never saw this coming. Sure, you noticed that I was a little sad and upset, but you figured whatever I was going through could be resolved with an honest talk. Then we had an honest talk, and it turned into this. I told you that it had been on my mind for a while, that I couldn't do this anymore, that it's really hard for me too, and that I'm sorry, but I have to end this. You pushed back a little, started to ask questions. How long have you been feeling this way? Are you sure this isn't something that we can work out? You started to cry, but this is the decision I've made, and it's over. You hung up the phone and tried to go to sleep, disoriented, unsure of how you're going to handle the next morning, days, months. You think that there's no way that this can be permanent. Just some time apart, eventually, we'll realize how much we miss each other, just like all the other fake breakups and breaks that we had in the past. You'll get through this. After all, we still love each other, right? So you wait. You wait for the phone call. The one where, after a few days, I call you in tears and tell you that I realize what a mistake I've made, that I'm sorry, that I love you, and that I can't go on like this without you. All the words you desperately need to hear since we broke up. And after some heavy measured silence, you would speak up too. You'd tell me that it's okay, that you're glad I called, that you love me too, and you forgive me, and that everything was going to be all right. You wait and you wait, but that phone call never comes. Every time your phone vibrates, you grab it to see who it is. But it's never me. A feeling of sickness in your stomach starts to set in, and you step outside and the world feels like it's lost its color. You thought that you could do this without me. You thought that you could win this. But in the end, it turns out that you need me. You need me, and what's more, you need me in the way that you, back in the beginning, when we first fell in love, promised yourself you never would. You need me more than I need you. One night you just couldn't stand it anymore, and you relapse. You texted me and you told me that we need to talk. After some silence, I replied, okay. You asked me to come over, and again I said okay. I came over. You saw me again for the first time since we broke up, and the knots in your stomach grew tighter. You asked me how I've been, and I replied, I'm okay. I asked you how you've been, and you say, all right. Then you brush aside the small talk and start to talk about how you've been feeling. You try to temper yourself to discuss this like a rational person, but the more you speak, the more you find yourself breaking down. You've been hurting badly, and you want me back. You want me to give you one more chance, you say. One more chance and everything will be different, you swear. You've changed since the last time we were together. The insecurities you had are gone. That anger, gone. You have so much love to give me now, more than ever. And if I just accepted it, I would see how happy the two of us could be together. How could I not see how good things were when we were good? How good we could be now? Your monologue gains momentum and grows more reckless, more painful, like a train that's gone off the track and is approaching a cliff, with its passengers looking out the window and starting to scream. In your desperation, you start to say things that you don't even know if they're true, but that feel true in the moment, that you'll never meet somebody as special as me, your life feels empty without me, that you can't do this anymore, and you're crying now, sobbing. Although I'm 5 feet away, I feel a million miles away. Unwilling to touch or hold you, unwilling to give you the physical comfort that you desperately need, and then you stop. You've betrayed yourself enough already. You imagined on my way there how this would all go down, that after you gave me your heart in the palms of my hands, I would realize what a mistake I've made, that I would break down too and say that I'm sorry, I love you, I feel the same way, that we would kiss and hold each other and everything would be okay and beautiful again. But I only have silence. After clearing my throat, I start with, I'm sorry, and I tell you that I'm hurting too, that it's not easy for me either, and I meant it when I broke up with you. No matter what you say, do, or promise, we can't get back together. A small voice comes from inside of you. Never? All the memories that we've shared? What were those for? The inside jokes, the vacations, our plans, all the songs? Fuck it. How good the sex was? Did that mean anything to you? Against your will, you start to get angry. How could I do this to you? I told you that it was okay to fall in love. I told you that I would catch you if you fell, and now I'm ending this without giving you a second chance? And then I start to cry, and you feel guilty, and I feel guilty, but it's over. It's all over. I tell you through my tears that I'm sorry, but I had to leave. Relationships are crazy. How one night you could be making love, the next day the same person won't even touch you. The pattern might repeat, the phone calls, texts, meeting up, and then that developing into an argument, but I stick to my decision through it all, and it starts to sink in. The fact that no matter what you say, what you do, or how desperately you try, we cannot get back together. You want to feel angry, you want to feel betrayed, and more than anything, you just want to have us back together. This is my story. My boyfriend and I broke up a few months ago. While we were sitting in our living room, I told him that it was for a number of reasons, but they all essentially boiled down to the fact that I didn't know if I wanted this anymore. As I said that, I realized suddenly, with how honest I was being, that I couldn't date him. As much as I wanted to lean across the bed and have him kiss me and tell me that all of the problems in the world could be solved right there in his arms, to do that would be to fuck things up in the long run. If I got back with him, I would be dating somebody who I was unsure of. Whatever emotional turmoil I felt about him now wouldn't go away. It would be buried under the instant gratification of intimacy, and it would eventually resurface. And when it did, maybe it wouldn't just be turmoil. It would be resentment. Resentment at the fact that he was holding me back by guilting me into staying in this relationship. If you love somebody, you're supposed to want what's best for them, right? So how come when your lover tells you you're no longer the best thing for them, we freak out? Maybe it's an ego thing. Maybe it's because we're holding on to belief that we are the best thing for them and that they just don't realize it. But I guarantee that if somebody breaks up with you and sticks with it long enough to override all those probably still remaining feelings of attraction towards you, they really believe that it's the right decision for them. And even if you disagree, you need to let them figure that out on their own. You can't figure it out if you're still having sex. You can't figure it out if I'm sleeping in bed cuddled up next to you. I can't figure it out if you're taking me out on dates, buying me things, and kissing me on the forehead and telling me how much you love me. That shit's confusing. Intimacy is like the super glue of human relationships. It makes us stick together, whether or not we're the same material. It's far easier for me to stay with you and hold on to the comfort, but I'm choosing the harder route for a reason. I've told you that I've loved you before. And to love someone is to want them to be happy. And you want me to be happy, right? So when I tell you that for me, being happy is not being with you, then that's just something you might have to accept. I broke up with my first love over 6 years ago, and he loved me into my last relationship. I wanted to get back together with him so badly after we first broke up. He always told me that they wouldn't be the same because so much has changed. And he didn't love me anymore. I was so upset about that, but now I understand how he felt. He called me the other day, and we talked about it. The conversation was short, as conversations between former lovers usually are, I explained to him what I'm explaining now, that even if we were to have gotten back together, it would have just been the same, because so much has changed. Free from his feelings for me, he agreed. It was just hard. It was my pride mostly, not letting me accept the fact that he no longer wanted me or loved me. I should have been glad, he said, that I found somebody who made me happy, and free from his feelings now I was. It was just hard for me to let go. But no one told me that it was going to be easy. The hardest thing in life is to bounce back after a loss. A friend, family member, relationship, and trust me, I've lost them all. But I think that the biggest test of a relationship between two people is what happens after the breakup. If there was something meaningful there, more than just physicality, then it can take a beating and eventually emerge as a friendship. If you love somebody, and I mean really love somebody, it goes beyond more than just possessing them via dating. So show them that by accepting and understanding why they broke up with you, they're going with their feelings, and they can't control those. You don't have to hang out with them. You don't have to talk to them, but don't hold it against them. Find ways to occupy yourself in their absence. Be productive. Write in a journal. Read a book. Hang out with your friends. Don't try to fill the void with somebody else immediately. Use the time alone to learn more about yourself. If you do you, it's a win-win situation. Either one day I'll see that and feel attracted to you again, but even if I don't, you'll have grown and set yourself up for something even better, even more beautiful, than I could ever give in the future. You're going through the 5 stages of grief right now. Take solace in the fact that the final stage is acceptance. Maybe what attracted me to you will eventually pull us back together. Just not right now. When I was younger and more idealistic, I had this thing about love, that I would always be fine, because how could you want to be with someone who didn't want to be with you? Love, I felt, was an agreement between two people, and if one person didn't want it, then it wasn't love. Then I grew up and experienced heartbreak, and I wanted to be bitter and clinical about thinking that. But what I realized recently is that I was right all along. You can't be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't want or doesn't know if they want to be in a relationship with you. You know, in your heart of hearts, that wouldn't make you truly happy, and it wouldn't make them happy either. The fact that they broke up with you is a testament to that. As much as your heart urges you otherwise, you know you wouldn't deserve a relationship with someone whose heart isn't really in it. Nobody does. Not you or me.